Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever loved somebody? The way God loves somebody, and He loves you.
Back to the first word once again. This is yours truly, Anthony B. Kaysen Jr. What we do here on the first word is we study the book of Proverbs, and we come here every week on Sunday to gain wisdom and knowledge from God and to continue to grow in Him from these Proverbs. What we usually like to do is start with a word of prayer, and then we jump right into it. Sorry for the delay. Having some technical difficulties with the time slot. So what we're going to do is we're going to be starting right now. So, dear Father, thank you for today. Thank you for continuing to bless each and everybody that's here. Pray that you continue to help us grow in you and to help us gain this wisdom and knowledge that you left for us in these Proverbs. And I pray that you keep everybody that wasn't able to be here or wanted to call in. Pray that you just keep those who wanted to. In Jesus' name, I pray, amen. So, today is the 27th, so we're going to be studying Proverbs 27. Not going to be here too long, but I'm going to go read through it. So it says here tomorrow, for you know what the day may bring. Let someone else, and not your own mouth. I'm sorry. Let someone else praise you, and not your own mouth. An outsider, and not your own lips. Stone is heavy, and sand is burden to a fool. Sand a burden, but a fool's provocation is heavier than both. Anger is cruel, fury is overwhelming. But who can stand before jealousy? It's a rebuke than hidden love. So these first five verses cover a wide variety of things, but like the first verse said, you know, about being boastful, having a pride. Basically, after a certain point, you know, us as men, we like to take pride, stick our chest out. We like to, you know, take more credit than what is due. And a lot of the time, sometimes it backfires on us, you know. It's crazy that it happens, and, you know, I know that God knows what's on our hearts, but sometimes, you know, self can get in the way. And a lot of the time when that happens, it's not good. Right now, seems like my internet isn't working as properly as it should. So in these first five verses, like I was saying, you know, it says in verse 2, it says, let somebody else praise you rather than yourself. It's about how, you know, sometimes certain burdens and stuff, but a fool provokes provocation is heavier than both. So what it was saying a lot of the time that we take that to ourselves, our burdens, and we like to, you know, say, hey, you know, I'm going through this. Why you got to tell me this? Why you got to do this? You know, and a lot of the time it does hurt, and it is a lot to deal with over time. But as we continue to grow and read these Proverbs, and like it continues here, and it talks about, you know, talks about anger and fury and how it's overwhelming and those things that can stand before jealousy, you know. It's like saying, you know, a lot of the time, even in the church, you know, sin is a sin.
We're just going to keep rocking and rolling. So in these first couple of verses, you know, you definitely have to, you know, take these verses and be able to hide it in your heart. Like verse 1, it says, do not boast about tomorrow, for you do not know what a day may bring. You definitely have to, you know, you can't worry about tomorrow because tomorrow has their own problems. And, you know, I ain't gonna lie to y'all. That's why I don't even, like, bet on sports and things of that nature because, like, you don't know what's going to happen. You know, if you take it for the most recent, LeBron James, you know what I'm saying, many times looked like he was going home, you know, but then I woke up the next morning and he's, like, extended the series all the way to game 7. You know, so that's why, you know, that's what I believe about this verse when it's saying don't boast about tomorrow because, like, you might not even see tomorrow. Tomorrow you can be like, yeah, man, I'm going to do this tomorrow. I'm going to give my life to God tomorrow. I'm going to do this, and you may not even see it, you know. So that's what I feel about that verse. When you talk about verse 2, it says, let someone else praise you, and out of your own mouth, an outsider, and out of your own lips. Mm-hmm. Because, see, you got to be humble. See, like, when we was talking about in the, a couple first words ago, I can't remember right now, but we talking about a couple first words ago how, you know, or just take this for example, as a minister, when you go to somebody else's church, you just don't sit up on the pulpit, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I'm a minister. You wait for that pastor that's at that church to say, you know, minister such and such, yeah, come on up and grab a seat with me. Come on up and grab a seat with me. So you definitely have to, you know, be humble because you will be humbled, you know, and you'll get to talking about your gifts and people are like, so what? You know, but when you see somebody else and they be like, oh yeah, Anthony, yeah man, he get down on them keys, man. I'm trying to tell you, like, you know, he good on that keyboard and this, that, and the fourth and the other. But if somebody, but if he was coming out of his mouth saying that, you know, like, you, it would be more so a cockiness, you know, and you can't deal with that, and you know, God. So if you, if and in all of these verses, they coincide with each other. Number three says, stone is heavy and sand a burden, but a fool's provocation is heavier than both. So you have to understand the things that, you know, that they comparing to, you know, as being a fool, or the things that you're going to go through for being a fool. We already know that stone is heavy and sand is a burden, but it's telling you the fool's provocation is heavier than both. So, you know, that speaks volume to how much we need wisdom, and how important it is to get the knowledge and the understanding of God's word. So we won't have to be put in these positions. Sometimes we are just put in these positions because we won't open up the word and see what God got to say about it. Just like that some of these, I know some men right now that will, they have had the baby and everything, and you know, and they want to be they so-called Mr. Fix-It, you hear me? And so now they want to they got the instructions, and they got the pieces all over the place. I know some men right now that will put the instructions aside and try to do it by themselves and wonder why they're having a hard time. So yeah, man, you gotta be a little smarter than that. So that's my comments on these verses. Any other comments?
No, like I said, we were having some technical difficulties here. My house, I don't know what's going on. But
you know what's going on, man. The enemy don't like it, man.
Wi-Fi is acting up. So I'm going to go ahead to the next couple of verses right here.
Hey, go
did
ahead,
you have any
other
comments on 4 and 5?
4 and 5, let's see. It says, anger is cruel and fury is overwhelming, but who can stand before jealousy? I mean, that's just, you know, that's a good verse right there, you know, but, because when you're jealous and you envy of somebody, you know, I guess the verse is asking who can stand before that. You know, jealousy is a tough thing. You know, jealousy is something that, you know, that's an ugly thing right there. You know, when you're jealous of somebody of their possessions or what they have, and not even going to your mind for 2 seconds and asking how did they get that, or even willing to go through what they went through to get what they got. So
smart.
And verse 5, I love it. It says, better is open rebuke than hidden love. And because if you my friend, you should be able to tell me things to my face. If it's a hot summer day and we outside and we doing this, we doing that, and my arms stop the stinking, and they start smelling like onions. I need a friend to be able to tell me, hey, bro, listen, you know, you're my man, and you know, I love you, so I can be able to tell you, bro, right now, your arms stinking, bro. You know, let's go somewhere to take care of that. Let's go get some, you know what I'm saying? Let's go somewhere to take care of that. I ain't going to, you know, talk behind your back or just keep it in, or, you know what I'm saying, whatever the case may be. So, yeah, that's my take on them 5 verses. This is definitely a good proverb, though.
Good words. So, we're going to go to verse 6. It says, wounds from a friend can't be trusted, but an enemy multiplies kisses. Now, I'm going to stop right there.
Break it down.
I'm going to just stop. So, us as Christians, we know the story. We know the betrayal of Jesus. We all know how it happens. at this point in time. Many, if you don't know, when they were in the garden and the time had come for everything to come to fruition, Judas, one of the 12 disciples, had kissed Jesus to signify who he was once he had sold him. And once he had got the pieces of silver from the soldiers so that they could know who Jesus was so they could bring him in. Many talk about that as the biggest betrayal. But at the same time, we as Christians know that if that hadn't happened, you know, a lot of things wouldn't have set place. That was one of the many things that happened. In the line of many prophecies, you know. But even if you look here, as it says, you know, an enemy multiplies kisses. It's a thing of, you know, your friend, you know, in the army, if you think about it, or in, you know, certain games and stuff, you had things called friendly fire. And it's a crazy thing, but sometimes it happens. You know, sometimes people can be doing things, even if it's in camp. And the weapon discharge, something happens. But you know that the meaning behind that bullet, or the meaning behind whatever it was, wasn't meant to kill you. Accidents do happen all the time. I've been hurt by people, you know, like you were saying, in basketball. I've been hurt by my own teammate in practice before.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
But you know that, you know, at the end of the day, it's practice. No, I'm just playing. But at the end of the day, you know.
We're talking about practice.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, you know that, you know, the intentions behind that wasn't meant to, you know, hurt you. Or that wasn't their intent, unlike your enemy, where they're going to try and, you know, sneak behind you, act like they're your friend. And then at the end of the day, they're going to go in on you. You know, that's my take on this verse 6. What do you think about that?
I mean, I definitely agree with you. I can't even put no other comment on that. But verse 17, you know, sums up, you know, I want to be able to, you know, focus on verse, what's that, 17, you know, before we get out of here, because, you know, this is what we're based on. This is what the first word is based on. And it's definitely important that we grasp this verse and understand that verse 17 says, as iron sharpens iron, so as one person sharpens another. So we definitely have to, I definitely is important for us to grasp this verse, because we have to understand that sometimes as brothers, we have to stand in a gap for one another. Sometimes the hurt is cut too deep. The hurt is something that you cannot physically heal. But when you stand in the gap for your brother, that is the best help that you can offer. When you're standing in the gap for somebody that is hurting and may not can understand and or sympathize or empathize with them, but prayer is the key. When you notice that your brother is hurting, when you haven't heard from your brother in a long time, don't get mad. Don't get frustrated. Don't think, oh, he's selfish, you know, he hasn't called me in a while. Pray for your brother. Keep your brother lifted up, because you never know what your brother is going through. But see, sometimes we have to go through what we have to go through in order to get where we're going. So it ain't always that I can get to the person that I feel like I can or I can get to my brother when he's going through. And that's why it's important for us to go on the first verse, so that we know when things are going out of whack, that we can go straight to the proverb and be able to see what God has to say about it, in order for us to be fully used by him. And that's why I love this first word, because we have different comments and add-ons and different interpretations. So, you know, if what I said was one way, another person, Anthony, might come in and say, "Hey, man, look, I'm looking at it like this," and it's like, wow. And God is able to reveal his things to us, and we're able to put them together to make the bigger picture, to put the puzzle together. And, you know, that's what I like about this verse, and that's why I had to speak on it before we left. What you think about that?
Definitely, definitely what we're based off of right now.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely good to know why, you know, we do these proverbs. Definitely got to keep this verse in mind as we continue to do these proverbs, because, you know, like you said, you know, everybody has a different opinion. And, you know, it's better when you have more people looking at a situation than one in life. And these proverbs, you know, we have, you know, certain people, like it says, you know, about the wisdom in these proverbs that, you know, have more experience than us that are on the line.
Mm-hmm.
We have the younger, which is mine. Then we have, you know, the medium one, which is you, you know, which is in between, you
mm-hmm.
know.
Mm-hmm.
So when it reaches everybody, it doesn't just reach everybody on one level. You know, so having that, you know, dexterity and, you know, being able to look at these proverbs at, on that level is great, because, you know, God can definitely get to many different people through us, which he already has, and, you know, he's going to continue to do, just for the fact that, you know, who we are and how he uses us. So, do you have any more comments? We got a couple minutes left here. If you don't have any more comments, you want to close us out?
Yeah, I got an off the topic. I got an off the topic comment today. It's Fourth Sunday, right?
Mhm.
Black and white, right?
Mhm. Yep.
All right. with that being said, let's look to the Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just want to say thank you. Father God, thank you for today. Thank you for this day that we've never seen before. It's beautiful, Father God. We thank you. We lift you up. We hallelujah to your name, Father God. We bless your name right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you, Father God, for protection, Father God, traveling mercies, Father God, be in our services wherever they may be, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for being triumphant once again, Father God, and we know that the internet tried to stir us off the way, Father God, but because you live, Father God, we can face tomorrow, Father God, and we thank you, and I love you for that, Father God. We ask you that you keep us lifted in prayer. We ask you, Father God, to bless the man that will bring forth the word on today, Father God. Hide him behind your cross, Father God, that when he brings forth your word, Father God, nobody sees anything else but you, Father God, and use him up, Father God, until he can't be used no more. And until next time, Father God, bless the first word. Please continue to bless Anthony, Father God. Continue to bless all the callers that get on the line that's faithful, Father God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Yeah.
All right.
First word, man.
Next time. This is the first word.
Yeah.